Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
We can probably spend more than 3.5 minutes talking about the upcoming gubernatorial race, but that's what we're going to have. So we'll launch in, and really what it means for rural Minnesota in particular.
Well, it's an exciting opportunity, really, when you look at it from the perspective of, you know, we've had a current governor now for 2 terms. We have the opportunity to take a look at a large field of candidates. I think each party, major party, has over 10 candidates right now. What I notice when I look at the candidates that we see right now is there's really a lack of real, you know, pure rural candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have maybe one on each side of the major party aisle. So I guess the opportunity that I see from a rural perspective, it allows us to engage with these candidates early on and let them know what we in rural Minnesota are facing, and really, you know, a chance for them to say, how would they govern? How would they be governor to rural Minnesota?
Absolutely. And you know, what are some of the things, you know, that rise to the surface in terms of, you know, those conversations? What are some of the things you think rise to the surface?
Well, I think the easy way out for candidates is to simply talk about tax and spend policies, LGA, local government aid, education, and that's fine and that needs to be part of it. But I think what, you know, what rural Minnesota really needs is someone that's going to look at the major issues, not of today, but of the future. Aging workforce. We're going to have more people retiring than we're having get into this workforce very soon. So what, you know, what are we going to do to provide some opportunities, some educational opportunities, and some workforce opportunities to reinvest in rural Minnesota's workforce? Economic development. You know, we're not going to be able to bring our kids back home once they go to the big city for college unless we have opportunities. So it'll be a chance for us to engage, I think, with the candidates about, you know, what do you see for rural Minnesota, not just this next 2 years or 4 years, but the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Of course, you know, as you pointed out, I mean, taxes and spending are going to probably dominate a lot of the conversation. But, you know, part of the reason for that is that we have this budget issue that's facing us, especially in the next biennium. What sort of point can we make in rural Minnesota regarding that?
Well, we need to get back to some sort of balance and some sort of long-term security. You know, we have this roller coaster ride in the state budget. And what we see from a rural perspective, when I was in the legislature, I served on the Ag Committee, so I saw this firsthand, that when you have these roller coaster budgets, things like agriculture and other things are swept to the side of the room because the issue of the day is, you know, to some, much bigger than agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
It's the tax and spend issues of deficits and surpluses, and so because of that, some of the rural issues tend to get swept to the side. So a little bit more security and a little bit more steadiness with that budget. You know, the economy is what it is, so I know there's some curveballs that will always be thrown that way, but I think there's a better way to long-term govern.
All right. Well, thanks, Brad, for sharing those thoughts. And it will be very interesting to see how things shake out with the gubernatorial race. It's a big field right now.
It is.
You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will catch you next week.